Hey, the 2017 Open Studios Tour of Washington County will feature a record-breaking 20 artists working across a range of mediums, including painting, photography, clay arts, and sculpture. Since the arts are vital to the cultural diversity and enrichment of the region, the event helps ensure the rich artistic tradition will continue. The event now happens over not one, not two, but 4 days, and will run from July 13th through July 16th. Joining us to tell us all about it, we welcome Sue Sanderson, who is the organizer of Open Studios of Washington County. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
Good morning, Joe.
We also are joined by two of the featured artists, two of the 20 who are on the tour. Leslie Peck joins us, and Gigi Began. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Very nice to have you here.
Nice to meet you.
Wonderful to have you here. Thank you very much. Sue, so talk to us about you do this every other year.
We actually, our first tour was in 2007, and we've done it every other year up until this. So this is our sixth tour over 12 years.
And that seems right every other year.
Every other year gives us time to jury in new artists, to prepare studios, and for the artists to sort of get ready for the intense experience that they have during the studio tour.
Okay, why is it an intense, Gigi, why is it an intense experience?
Well, just every day being an artist, it's you know, you put yourself out there. It's an emotional expression of everything you do. And so you want to really prepare yourself for your collectors to have the best art that they can have. And it's a great opportunity for them to come to your studio to meet you, to see what you do, and you have an amazing collection of all the work that you do.
Now, the last time I saw Leslie, which was just a few days ago, she turned to me and she goes, you know, I'm the one to blame for it to going 4 days.
Yeah, thanks, Leslie.
And I said, well, that seems like a great idea. And she goes, yeah, not everybody was 100% on board with it, but it seems like a good thing. So it used to be a weekend, and now it's 4 days.
Well, you know, we take a lot of time to prepare a lot of art and to clean up our studios and just to show our best, you know, face and our best work. And it's...
And like you said, it gives people time to see all 20 artists now.
Yeah.
Right.
And they can go
Absolutely.
At their leisure to go around, see everyone, maybe come back, spend a little more time with the artist.
Yeah. And our 2015 tour, we had 16 artists. And we're basically open 8 hours on a weekend. So that gave you just a couple of artists a couple of hours to be with each artist. When we expanded to 20 and increased our variety of visual presentations and locations, we felt like we really needed the full 4 days to give everybody a chance to experience the artists.
Right, that's now, because now you have demos. So
yeah,
that's a whole other aspect of the tour.
So talk a little bit about the demos, what that means.
For Thursday and Friday, we have 7 artists who are inviting guests into their studio to actually see how they do part of their work. Like Jerry McDonald is exceptional with ink on Yuppo paper. Mm. So who knows what that is?
I don't know. Do you have to kill a Yuppo to get the paper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yuppo paper is actually a plastic paper that doesn't absorb the ink.
All right.
So it needs to be worked onto it. And Jerry works with it in terms of Q-tips and rags and sponges to come out with some pretty exceptional art, which you may have seen on Facebook. So this is about an hour and a half or 2 hour demo of how you do that and how Jerry actually comes to her work. A Mitch Liner is doing how one makes a handcrafted floor cloth, which is absolutely beautiful, on Friday. Leslie Park on Thursday is going to be talking with several people who make paint about how oil paint is actually made. So we feel like we've added to the experience, not just talking to the artist and experiencing the studios, but also an opportunity for you to get to know how the artist actually does what he or she does.
Yeah. Do you find that as a question that you're often asked through these tours over the years about the paint, about how you
Absolutely.
Make that and put that together?
Absolutely. And that's why these tours are really great, because, you know, if you go into a gallery, you're just basically, you know, what you see is what you get. But when you go on the tour, you get to meet the artists. You get to see how they put it together. You get to see their, you know,
their efforts.
Their efforts. Even
toiling.
The turpentine can, it's not all, you know, pretty, you know. But it's interesting. And being an artist myself, I know a lot of, you know, I'd like to go on this tour so badly, but I can't because I'm on it. But
right.
I would love to see
demos.
To see how other people make their art is very interesting. And when you buy art, you're buying a piece of that artist. And this tour makes it possible to even know that artist that much better. So,
how does that usually work? Do you find that people will come, they'll look, and then they'll go to the other tours, and then they come back?
Yes, I've had return definitely within the tour, but this will make it that much easier. Right. For them to go and see all the artists, consider, and then go back to whatever artists they have. It also makes it possible for people that go away on the weekends with their families that they can sneak away with their, you know, friends or girlfriends or, you know, guys or whatever to come on a Thursday, you know, or a Friday and you know, get a preview.
That's not to say that somebody, if they're not moved by a painting, will take it right then because that always, you know, if something moves.
Well, some people are just nosy and want to see what your studio looks like.
Well,
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And
I don't think I'm letting any cat out of the bag, but I know that's what. Oh, I always see the house, and oh, I drive by this every day. I wonder what that looks like. And
right.
And yes,
well, it's
you're
interesting
interested in their work.
Yeah, you're seeing someone else's livelihood.
Space. Yeah.
How they do things. And, you know, this the whole Washington County, we were talking about this on the way up, is just so inspiring, everything about it. It's just beautiful. And a lot of artists are up here. It's a fertile ground for artists as well as, you know, agriculture and all that. And it's inspiring because you have time to think here and just see things differently. So it is kind of interesting to go to someone's studio and see how they process all that information.
Kelly and I were having this conversation on the way to work this morning, my wife, and we were we drive together and we were coming down and we said, you know, we've been doing this drive for 20 plus years and we never get sick of the drive because
right, exactly.
It's so beautiful.
It
you,
is.
You never fail to be just inspired and in awe, and we just stop the car countless numbers of times
right.
And look and take pictures and just gaze at these incredible views. And we were talking about, I said, you all were coming on, and I said, you know, it has to be just no end to the inspiration as to what you can see. That so much of it has to do, and so many of the artists that are on this tour have such a relationship with the landscape.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that gives me a perfect opportunity to say a part of the experience of this tour is being able to drive from studio to studio and see that. And
so
this
that's
year
art itself.
Yeah, this year we've added a mobile app so that you can download from the website that will give you a route. It gives you every artist's location. You tap on that location and from where you are it will give you a route to that artist. Now, I've drive all for 2 or 3 weeks to each location, and I found 3 or 4 new routes, which are absolutely beautiful with the mobile app. So we do have maps at the studio. We do sign the roads, but I would encourage people to go to studiotour.org and download our mobile app onto your iPhone or
other device. Yeah.
And use it as you tour.
And in most cases, you'll get cell service.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Well, and if you look at it before you go on the tour, it will retain it, I believe.
Yes.
Just like MapQuest.
Yeah, it'll keep it in there.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you do have your basic map anyway.
Yes.
You
your map.
If you're like to orienteer yourself around.
Do you want that?
No, I'll need that. And then the other thing too is that which this goes to my basic principle and law when it comes to Washington County where I live. Which is we want so many people to come in, and we want you to spend your money and then leave. And this works perfectly for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being that it is 4 days and people may be coming from further, we have added to the brochure and the website great places to eat in
yes.
the area and some very great places to stay, which are mostly on the Airbnb location. So that is available. But to your point, most people see it as a one-day experience, come down from Lake George, come up from the Westchester County, just to see the area and see the artists.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a whole day experience.
And it's not a hard sell. You know, no. People can come. They do not need to buy anything, but of course it's lovely if they do. But I will say this, that I've had so many people come in and that they come back like at Christmas time or, you know, or wife's birthday or something, right, that they said, my wife loved this painting. Now, it might be gone, but we take commissions too. This is a right. great thing right. about us, right. that you can talk to us and say, you know, I love
for food.
That. Yes. You know, if you saw a painting at the beginning and you said, oh, it's gone, say, guess what? I can paint it something similar to it. It will not be a cookie cutter, but it'll be something similar, and you can commission us, and we right. love that, you know?
So it's nice working with your collectors to
Absolutely.
Have a rapport, you know, conversation about it.
Yeah, and they could even ask for one extra cow or something in the
sure.
background. I'm kidding.
I'm sorry, can I have that with an extra cow, please?
And a sheep on the side.
Oh, for a dollar for every time I've heard that in Washington County. The Washington County Open Studios Tour event happens over 4 days now and will run July 13th through the 16th. To find out more information, to get a map, to find out where all the studios are, to do some intel before you go on your journey, studiotour.org, studiotour.org to get the app, to download the app as well, studiotour.org for more information. Leslie, Gigi, Sue, thank you very much for being with us. Have a glorious weekend, and I'll see you on the tour.
Yeah, we'll see you.
You too.
I'll be in my studio, right, Joe?
I've got an extra cup for you, Joe.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Thank you. The Washington County Open Studios Tour is, you can find out more at studiotour.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.